Thanks for listening to New Music Friday. We'd like to better understand who's listening and how you're using podcasts. Please help us out by completing a short anonymous survey at npr.org/podcastsurvey. That's one word, podcast survey. It takes less than 10 minutes and really helps support the show. That's npr.org/podcastsurvey.
The biggest story in the world is a science story. And keeping up with all the latest coronavirus research, it's a lot. So on Shortwave, we translate the science you need to know into short daily episodes. Listen and subscribe to Shortwave from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hello, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday. Friday, of course, is the day of the week when most albums drop. We go through a very large pile and find the best ones you should listen to now. It is May 8th, and this week we have new ones from Kalani, Bishop Nehru, and more. But we start with Hayley Williams and her debut solo album. It's called Petals for Armor.
Rage is a quiet thing. You think that you tamed it, but it's just lying in wait. Rage, is it in my veins? Feel it in my face when I least expect it. Kevin, control. There's so many ways to give in. Eyes closed, another way to make a dent in. Or how to try.
This is Hayley Williams. Her album is called Petals for Armor, and the song we're listening to is called Simmer. And NPR Music Serena Turos is going to join us to talk about this one. Hey, Serena.
Hey, Robin.
So Hayley Williams is, of course, the lead singer for the band Paramore. This is her debut solo album. And Serena, I know that you are a super mega big fan.
Hayley Williams is a titan. She is my favorite musician of all time, and I say that without an ounce of hesitation or hyperbole. There's simply no one who looms larger or means more to what I would bet is an entire generation of women my age. When Paramore emerged in 2005 and with their breakthrough album Riot in 2007, she was pretty much the only high-profile woman in rock. And Petals for Armor is Hayley Williams' first solo record, and it's been a long time coming. She was originally signed to Atlantic in 2003 when she was just 14 years old as a solo artist and had to fight her label to get her bandmates Paramore alongside with her. Paramore's last album, After Laughter, came out in 2017, and it was a remarkably different sound for them. It was a lot more pop-oriented, a little bit of funk, and this album has Hayley Williams moving in a different direction, too. It's a lot more subdued, I'd say. She has this incredible powerhouse voice, and she really doesn't let it rip all too often.
She discovered a new side of herself making this project, but it's such a personal project coming on the heels of a serious breakup, finding her own identity as a woman as well as an artist.
I think this comes after a couple other albums like Laura Marling's Song for Our Daughter and Fiona Apple's Fetch the Bolt Cutters that are really examining a lot of maybe intergenerational trauma about what it means to be a woman living in our society right now. And so, you know, I was thinking, what is too personal to be a Paramore album, especially after the last one was so focused on mental health and depression? And I was like, yeah, I mean, maybe the other band members of Paramore don't quite understand the struggle of being a woman.
And I love that she collaborated with some outstanding other women artists, including the members of Boy Genius, Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker, who are all here on this record.
Hayley Williams is the singer. Her debut album is called Petals for Armor. Thanks so much, Serena.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay, this next one we want to talk about is a really beautiful new one from the artist Blake Mills, out now on May 8th. It's called Mutable Set.
If there's money in the roof hanging over your head, don't worship nothing above him. God made man, but it only made man so he'd have somebody who would love him. Fought that could have been bought.
This is Blake Mills. His new album is called Mutable Set, and the song we're listening to is called Money is the One True God. He's a singer-songwriter from California. This is his fourth full-length record, and I just thought it was such a beautiful listen. The one thing that got me, and I think this is true for a lot of artists who do this, that I love so much. There's so much beauty on it, but he perfectly undercuts that beauty in these songs with these subtle shifts in tone. You know, it's like he's reminding you sonically that everything actually is not okay.
Yeah, you're just in such sure hands here. You know, you mentioned, Robin, this is Blake Mills' fourth album. He's a producer, a composer, a guitarist, a songwriter. He is the ultimate LA collaborator. He's won a Grammy as a producer. And Blake Mills has worked with just about everybody. I could spend the rest of this segment just listing artists he's worked with. But then you listen to this record and it's just very subtle and very sure and very thematically rich. Mutable Set is referring to like anything that could change or be lost. And it's an album about the climate crisis and just the churn. And it was written and made before the present moment, but it's true to the present moment.
I feel like the work Blake Mills has done with bands like the Alabama Shakes and Perfume Genius in the studio, he's worked as a producer with both of them, has paid off in his own sound. It's such a richly textured record. He wrote with Gabriel Kahan on this record and also with Cass McCombs. And I don't know if y'all are Cass fans, One thing I love about Cass McCombs is how he's really created like an entire continent in his music. I don't know, throughout his songs, like you could just live inside Cass McCombs' songs. And Blake Mills is kind of getting into that space with this record where it's not like one song really stands out in a hooky way, or you're going to be like going to the club if you could go to the club and dancing to this music, but you can just live within it.
Really, really beautiful listen. Blake Mills, the album is called Mutable Set. Let's go next to the duo Busca Bulla and their new album. It's called Regresa. This is the duo known as Busca Bulla. Their new album is called Regresa. The song we're listening to is called Neo. And for this one, we welcome again NPR Music's Felix Contreras, host of Alt Latino. Hey, Felix.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
This is a duo from Puerto Rico. This is their debut album. And Felix, it has a really interesting story behind it.
It's called Regresa, and it means to return. And it's a husband-wife duo, Luis Alfredo del Valle and Raquel Berrios. They are from Puerto Rico, and they were living in New York, and they decided to return to the island a year after the hurricane. So they went back in 2017, and it's sort of a reverse exodus because while most people were leaving because of the economy and the devastation, they, as artists, felt the need to return to explore their connection to their home and express it through music. This is their first full-length, and it was recorded completely on the island.
I'm really interested to hear from you, Felix, how you think that influenced the sound, because to me, it's such a border crossing sound. I mean, they're steeped in electronica and experimental pop. I know they've worked with people like Helado Negro, yet this music is grounded in their Puerto Rican heritage. So how does that work?
I think it brought it out to a Caribbean heritage. You're absolutely right. This song, I picked it because the beat is called a guajira. It's like a folk rhythm from Cuba, actually, but it's popular throughout the Caribbean. And I listened to it. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a space age guajira with all the, you know, with all the electronic stuff, the manipulation of sound, all the stuff that I really, really dig. And I think that this album, the whole sound, it's so dynamic, and it's an example of the wide palette of musical influences and creativity coming from the island. Because I think most people, like from my generation, think of Puerto Rico, they think of salsa.
Yes.
A younger generation, reggaeton, which is where the music was from, but it's like such prominent presence there. But the scene there, man, they have punk bands, they have electronic bands, they have hip-hop bands, they have all kinds of stuff, folkloric bands that mix with electronics, you know, genre-bending bands. And this album and this band is a perfect example of that.
Busca Bulla is the duo, and their new album is called Regresa. Thanks so much, Felix.
Thank you. Everybody stay safe.
Okay, from Busca Bulla, let's go next to Mark Lanegan. The singer Mark Lanegan has a really powerful new record called Straight Songs of Sorrow.
Don't let me burn like this. Save me from the fire. I know the art of loneliness. I see straight down the wire. See straight down the wire. See straight down the wire. Free my soul of emptiness. I know the taste of sorrow. Tonight I am delirious. I live to play tomorrow. I live to play tomorrow. Live to play tomorrow. Live to play tomorrow.
This is Mark Lanegan. His new one is called Straight Songs of Sorrow. This cut we're listening to from it is called This Game of Love. Mark Lanegan, best known to some for his work in the band Screaming Trees, but was also in Queens of the Stone Age and has been a part of countless other projects and collaborations. I have this down as his 12th solo album, and I was really moved by it. These are some really just brutally honest songs by a guy who I think clearly is feeling the weight of late middle age. You know, it's often very dark and sad, but also very beautiful.
A friend of mine, Nicole Atkins, calls him our Sinatra. And, you know, he has, there is something timeless, you know, that transcends the rock era in his voice, although he's also, you know, just a prototypical rocker. But this Mark Lanegan record came about because he wrote a memoir, which is now available. And Lanegan said that these songs were the reward for writing the memoir. He didn't get a lot of pleasure, he said, out of writing the book, but the songs were the catharsis that came after he reflected on his life, and they are straight from his life. So there is, I think, a kind of power and maybe directness in this music that is often present on his albums, but it's really enhanced here.
Yeah, that memoir is called Sing Backwards and Weep. And I actually brought a phrase from that memoir that I wanted to quote that really taps into the tone and the spirit of so much of Mark Lanegan's music over the years. He writes, "I was the ghost that wouldn't die."
Right.
And so much of his music and so much of his writing is about his unlikely survival. You know, so many artists from that Pacific Northwest grunge boom in the early 90s have been felled by drugs and depression, and he has certainly battled with those things. And so a lot of the songs on this record are really tapping into those really dark times. You know, he makes deep and gritty and dark and sad music.
Great record from Mark Lanegan, Straight Songs of Sorrow. Let's do one more before we take a break. This comes from the singer Chelsea Williams. Her new one is called Beautiful and Strange.
Ask me who I'm gonna be in 17 years, and I'll tell you a sweet little story, and it might be what you wanna hear, but it's just pretend.
Tell me who you wanna see when you look in the mirror. And it might be something to fear, but I won't cry myself to sleep, 'cause it's just pretend. Beautiful and strange. Don't wake me, I'm dreaming.
This is the singer Chelsea Williams. Her new record is called Beautiful and Strange. The song we're listening to is actually the title cut. She's a singer-songwriter based out of Los Angeles, and love how she straddles the line between Americana and pop. And Stephen, I know Chelsea Williams was one of your favorite picks for the Austin 100 this year.
Yeah, I actually played her song Red Flag on All Songs Considered back in March. Chelsea Williams got her start busking on Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade, where she hand-sold tens of thousands of CDs herself. Listening to this record, the very first song on this record is called Wasted, and it will get a hook stuck in your head in 30 seconds.
There's a whole category of artists making pop that is sophisticated, that takes a little bit from jazz or standards and touches country and Americana, as you said, Robin. I think of people like Caitlin Smith or Kat Edmondson or even Norah Jones. On some of the tracks here on this Chelsea Williams record, I really get a Norah Jones vibe, which, hey, there's room for more like that.
I love Chelsea Williams. Overall view of life here on Spaceship Earth, you know, it's summed up perfectly in the title that, wow, it's pretty beautiful and strange. Beautiful and Strange is the record from Chelsea Williams. And we still have several more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor State Farm. Like NPR, State Farm works to keep you informed on things that matter, like home and auto insurance. Whether your family is beginning to grow or you're just looking to upgrade your lifestyle, your State Farm agent will be there. And with the award-winning State Farm app, you now have an agent at your fingertips. Connect with your agent, file and track claims, and view your policy. If you're looking for coverage or assistance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, a truly affordable online counseling service. Fill out a questionnaire online and get matched with a licensed counselor best suited to your mental health needs. Whether it's depression, anxiety, or trauma, BetterHelp will help you overcome what stands in the way of your happiness. Learn more at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month with promo code SONGS. BetterHelp. Get help anytime, anywhere.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on May 8th. We start the second half of the show off with the R&B singer Kalani and her latest, It Was Good Until It Wasn't.
You just can't slow it down, drink too much, can't pour it out. It's a merry-go-round from sun up to sundown. You want me to stay here, mother all your sons now. This shit ain't no fun now, I just think it's funny how you made me feel that. Turn around and made me feel bad. Name a bitch patient like that, name a bitch to cater like that. Now all I want is peace and quiet, for peace of mind, yeah. Need some time, yeah, yeah. While I'm grieving, oh, 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 grieving us, I'm still grieving, oh, 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 grieving us.
Well, I can understand how you would be attracted to me. Me and that ashtray for your habits. You a moon to my sea. Well, me the juice to your squeeze. And you a stone I would keep.
This is the singer Kalani and her appropriately titled album, It Was Good Until It Wasn't. The song we're listening to is called Grieving. This one features James Blake on it, one of several very high-profile features on the record. And back for this one is NPR Music's Sydney Madden. We've missed you, Sydney. Welcome back.
Hey, Robin.
Kalani Parrish, I know you're a fan of hers. We've been following her for a minute now. This is her second full-length album, and she's calling it her grown-up record, her adult record.
Yeah, absolutely. It's her first album in 3 years, between 2017 Sweet Sexy Savage and now, and she went through a lot of life changes in that time, one of the biggest changes being becoming a mom. So a lot of the songs on this album reflect a kind of maturity and a different sense of grown and sexy. She's always been able to deliver a type of sensual and blunt delivery with her runs and her smoky tone, but there's like a new layer on it that with this album that I feel like is going to surprise some people.
Do you think she has it in her to be the female Drake? Because like there's a Drake vibe, and I mean that as a compliment. I know everybody thinks that's going to be an insult, but I actually mean it as a compliment. And the way that she projects this conversational quality, and she really draws you into her life stories on these songs, and just like Drake, I mean, I feel very intimately connected when I listen to this album.
That's an interesting take, Anne, especially when you're saying the conversational tone, because she's got a lot of cuts on here that really feel like they're one side of a conversation that she's having with maybe her significant other or her best friend or her mentor in the mirror herself, like especially on Grieving. It seems like a very solitary record. James Blake, that's kind of like the ace in the hole in terms of features on it. And some of the cuts are so funny because they're playing out scenes in either a house party or, you know, hating the idea of being stuck in a club with people that you can't really stand. And it's so ironic to hear it within the context of these times because we're all so separate from each other. We're all distant and we're like, yeah, I really do hate the club. I would love the option to not go to the club right now. You're right.
Kalani is the singer. Her new one is called It Was Good Until It Wasn't. Thanks so much, Sydney.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
All right, from Kalani, let's go next to the singer Eve Owen. Her new one is called Don't Let the Ink Dry. This is the singer Eve Owen. Her debut album is called Don't Let the Ink Dry. The song we're listening to is called Mother. Eve Owen is a singer-songwriter from Britain. As I said, this is her first full-length record. I was surprised to learn that she's just 20 years old. She started writing these songs actually when she was in high school. This is a really accomplished work. And sort of like the Blake Mills, I think Eve Owen makes songs that are so beautiful and even epic at times, but a little unsettling too. I found this whole album just incredibly captivating.
It's interesting that you make a connection with the Blake Mills because I had a similar reaction, mostly because of the way the songs are arranged and recorded. She works with Aaron Dessner of The National. And in fact, they apparently have been collaborating since she was about 17 and recorded close to 50 songs over 3 years before settling on this group of songs. And I just love the arrangements and the way that her voice just fits into, I don't know, a vine or something, a vine that runs through the arbor of these arrangements. But it's very poetic. Her lyrics are very poetic. And Thomas Bartlett, otherwise known as Dove Man, works on this record. And these are people who just are so good at making sonic poetry, and it suits her just perfectly.
I mean, you mentioned the Blake Mills record and some of the similarities. Rob Moose did a lot of work on strings on both of these records, and you take
and you
listen to this record, and it manages to be inventive and idiosyncratic while still feeling really timeless and classic and touching on strains of English folk while tapping into some really universal ideas and experiences about anxiety and alienation that's really well suited to this time.
Eve Owen has had her share of struggles, but these are songs that are filled with a lot of gratitude, I think, and humility and grace. A very powerful record from Eve Owen. It's called Don't Let the Ink Dry. All right, let's go next to the rapper Bishop Nehru. Bishop Nehru has a new one out today called Nehruvia, My Disregarded Thoughts.
N-O-N.
Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one. Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one.
Woke up stony, still I need my lighter in the rollie. I'm thinking of the nonsense I often let control me. I look into the mirror and it's like I see the old teen trapped in the glass, hoping it cracks so he roams free. I start to leave as I'm headed for the kitchen, and then I hear a voice and it's begging for attention. Like, listen, bitch, it's clear you've been tripping. I think that you're forgetting everything that you've been wishing. Like, what's with all the tension? It's sunny like Liston. Still through the thrills, I've been seeing something different. And I'm what you're missing, the piece to the puzzle. So I'm never dipping till you gone like shuttles. I've been here since days we were playing in the puddles. Cause I'm your inner child, you'll never see a double. It can't be the hustle like Carly, he got it. They say he should slow, but he can't ever stop it. Stop
I feel it. Numb, how dead am I? Got pain inside, but I never cry. No, still blessed, so I question why. Is it still just me, myself, and I?
This is the rapper Bishop Nehru. His new album is called Nehruvia, My Disregarded Thoughts. The song we're listening to is called Too Lost. And for this one, we welcome back John Morrison, host of XPN's Culture Cypher Radio and the podcast Serious Rap Shit. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
Bishop Nehru, a rapper originally from New York, he's been putting music out for more than a decade now. This is his 12th solo album, and just 23 years old, he started dropping albums, I guess, when he was in middle school. I haven't followed his work super closely, but I thought this one really felt like next level to me.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, the concept for this record. He said that he came up with the concept for this when he was in eighth grade.
And I saw that, and I thought, okay, well, that's a joke, right?
No,
but no, he really did.
I take him at his word. I take him at his word. But yeah, this is a dope record, and I have followed a few of his records over the years, and it seems like as an artist, and the sharpness in his writing has been steadily improving. On this record, he seems to be really willing to stretch out stylistically. He's doing some singing stuff. Some of the instrumentation is a little different from some of his other records. And he's producing more, you know, as opposed to, say, like his debut that was all, you know, it was like Mad Lib and all of these heavy hitters that produced on the record. He's taken over some of the production himself, which was cool.
One thing that I thought was really interesting listening to this album, you look at his collaborators, you're talking about a lot of veterans. The track that we heard, Too Lost, was produced by DJ Premier, and you're hearing, you know, such a throwback sound associated with it. You know, you're complete with like record scratching. And so it just seems to be emanating from multiple eras at once in a really interesting way.
Yeah, even on the track Little Susie, the song that Bishop Nehru, one of the tracks that he produced on this record, his sound is comparable to the sound of his sort of mentors musically. So he's a young guy who can pull from this older sound, but a lot of it sounds really contemporary as well.
This is an album that's divided into two acts. The first is The Abyss. The second is The Escape. The Abyss explores Bishop Nehru's darker thoughts, and The Escape is his more hopeful or uplifting thoughts. A lot of big ideas, big concepts on this record, and apparently came up with all of them in the eighth grade. Bishop Nehru. Bishop Nehru is the rapper. His new one is called Nehruvia, My Disregarded Thoughts. Thanks so much, John.
Cool. Thanks, Robin.
All right. We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a handful of other notable releases that we want to mention. And the crush of postponed albums continues. And there are a lot of them, so I'm just going to mention a few of the ones that we were expecting out on May 8th that have been postponed. Margot Price, her record That's How Rumors Get Started. That's been postponed. Nora Jones, her record Pick Me Up Off the Floor has also been postponed, as has the Teddy Thompson record, Heartbreaker Please. All moved to later this summer, and we're going to keep following those and all the others that have been postponed and let you know when they finally drop. But on the list of albums that are out today, a few that I want to mention, the Phenomenal Handclap Band is back. Their new one is called Do What You Like. This is that psychedelic funk soul disco, I don't know what you call it, band that I know we all fell for their debut back in 2009. They're back now. This is their first record in 7 years. Phenomenal Handclap Band, Do What You Like. There's this band I discovered called Same. Same. Their record is called Plastic Western. This is a group from Pittsburgh making this very droll guitar rock, very Pavement-esque rock. Plastic Western from Same. And then the band Beauty Pill, a DC-based experimental rock band that Bob Boylan's a big fan of. They've got a new EP out today called Please Advise.
Well, a couple of notes up front. One, Jason Isbell's new album, Reunions, which we are certainly going to talk about next week, is actually dropping in independent record stores in physical form today. It will be out digitally next week, May 15th. Out this past Monday, May 4th, Shaky Graves has a new EP called Look Alive. The singer-songwriter Alejandro Rose Garcia has been making this web series called Hello Gorgeous, and this is kind of a companion piece to that. It's four new songs. Again, that's called Look Alive. Also, the pop singer Haley Steinfeld has a new album called Half Written Story, and I wanted to throw in a plug for a band called Shiner, kind of a post-hardcore band from Kansas City. They were active mostly in the 90s into the early aughts. This is their first album in 19 years. It's called Schadenfreude. If you imagine bands from the 90s like Jawbox and Hum and Swerve Driver, those big, billowy, blooming guitars, this is an album very much in that vein. Again, first new album in 19 years, which is pretty impressive, and they still sound terrific. That album is called Schadenfreude.
All that wonderful music out now, along with the last one that we want to play. It's something completely different. This is a vocal ensemble from Estonia performing the songs of Surrealist Creek. The album is called The Suspended Harp of Babel. This is the music of Surrealist Creek. The album is called The Suspended Harp of Babel. This song is called From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. And I listened to this record and I thought, file this one under Doctor's Orders this week. It is so beautiful and I think everyone needs to hear it.
Yeah, this is really, really beautiful stuff. And, you know, it's hard to even bill this record, right? It's the music of the composer Surrealist Creek, whom we've mentioned. The performers, it's a small vocal ensemble from Estonia called Vox Clamantis, working with the conductor Jan Elktulv. It was recorded in the Transfiguration Church in Tallinn in Estonia in 2018. And you were just hearing something really ancient and contemporary, all intermingled in this really graceful and beautiful way.
Remember back in the day when the Bulgarian state television,
yes,
women's vocal choir became popular through a recording called
yes,
Les Mystères des Voix, yeah, Bulgares. Remember, it was in the same time, yeah, around the time when like Cocteau Twins were big. I think 4AD actually put out the record, that label put out the record. But if you do remember that, you will love this record. If you don't, you deserve to hear this kind of music because it will create a special place for you.
This one's out on ECM, which you can, a label you can also count on to always put out something magical. And Cyrillus Creek, the composer, he was an Estonian composer. He lived from 1889 to 1962. So much coming together on these songs. Stephen, you mentioned ancient music. There's also sacred music and folk music. And it just blends so beautifully and perfectly together. I think this is a perfect way to wrap up this week's show. The music of Cyrillus Creek, the album is called The Suspended Harp of Babel. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you so much.
And Stephen?
Thank you, Robin.
A reminder, if you want to hear full versions of the songs we played along with a bunch of other new tracks out this week, you can listen on our website, npr.org/allsongs. We're also in Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlists. If you want to keep in touch and keep track of what all we're doing at NPR Music, including updates about Tiny Desk concerts and other playlists, sign up for our newsletter at npr.org/musicnewsletter. You can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Music. I'm at NPROBIN, NP Robin. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Stay strong out there, be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.